Chapter 33, Applying the Book of Positive Aspects Process. Whatever you're focused on is causing an activation of a vibration within you, and the better you feel while you're focused, the more beneficial your focus is. Whenever you deliberately look for the positive aspects of something, you are deliberately activating beneficial vibrations. Now, it's not important that you find the perfect vibration or the best vibration, but deliberately looking for the positive aspects of a subject will automatically get you pointed in the right direction. Sometimes, if something's been bothering you, it's not easy to write a long list or even a short one of its positive aspects. But whenever you're determined to find a positive aspect, you can usually find one. And once you find one and activate it within you, you can then find another and another until within a short 15 or 20 minutes of focusing upon a subject, you can significantly change your vibration on the subject. The process is simple. Obtain a notebook that's comfortable to use and write on the cover, My Book of Positive Aspects. Open to the first page and write Positive Aspects of, and then write the subject for which you want improvement in your vibrational relationship. Then write your list of positive aspects on that subject. Do not try to force these ideas, but let them flow easily through you onto your paper. Write as long as the thoughts flow, and then read what you have written and enjoy your own words. It could be helpful to focus on the situation and then ask yourself, what do I like about you? What are your good points? The process works best if your range on the emotional scale is within the following. Somewhere between number one, like joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. Two is passion. Three, enthusiasm, eagerness, or happiness. And number four would be positive expectation or belief. And five would be optimism, coming down to six, hopefulness. Seven, contentment. Down to eight would be boredom. Nine would be pessimism. And the low end of that scale would be number 10, frustration or irritation or impatience. If you're feeling much worse than this, then other processes may be more effective to help you improve your vibrational relativity. But we've noticed that anyone with deliberate intent regarding any subject can improve the way they feel, and when they do, things must begin to improve in their experience. The law of attraction insists that it must. Here are some examples of how the positive aspects process could help you release resistance and improve the vibrational relativity between what's happening right now and what you would like to be happening. First, a home deterioration situation. I've lived in the same place for a long time and I'm tired of it. It doesn't meet our needs at all anymore, but we can't really afford to move. I even find myself looking for excuses to not be at home because I don't feel good when I'm there. I feel frustration, I feel irritation, I feel pessimism. And now, some positive aspects of my current home. My things have been in the same place for long enough that I know where they are. There is stability in being in a familiar place. We fix this place up as much as we intend to, so we can now spend our free time doing other things we like. Our friends and professional contacts are not likely to lose touch with us here. We have a good relationship with our mail carrier and other service people who have known us for a long time. It's been fun watching our landscape yard mature. Some of these trees and shrubs are like old friends. And now a coworker situation. I share an office with someone whom I can hardly stand to be around. She doesn't have a nice thing to say about much of anything, and she wants to talk all the time. She doesn't enjoy her job, and she treats me like I'm foolish when I want to do mine. I wish she'd either quit or get fired. Life is too short to have to spend so much time with someone so unpleasant. I feel irritation, I feel blame, I feel anger. And now, some positive aspects of my office mate. I'm pleased that I have employment. I'm happy that I have a regular paycheck. I like the financial stability that my work provides. I enjoy many of the people who work there. My job requires focus, and I like the feeling of being productive. My office mate keeps a neat desk. She always dresses neatly. She has a great laugh. She has a good background for our field. She learns quickly. Next, a government situation. I'm very tired of the inefficiency of governmental bureaucracy. There are so many government requirements that you have to hire people you shouldn't even need just to fill out the bureaucratic forms. You can't even get the bureaucracy on the phone to personally answer a question. I've wasted so much of my time just trying to find out what I'm supposed to do so I can do it the way they want it the first time. We need a better bureaucratic system. I feel frustration. I feel overwhelmed. I feel blame. And now some positive aspects of government. I'm glad that the government tends to some of the things that I don't want to deal with. Our government employs many people, which adds beneficially to the economy. Our government and our laws provide a stable platform for us. While there are some talented, progressive thinkers in our government, those who comprise our government come and go. As you hear these examples, or even as you address issues in your own life experience, it's easy to get lost in an ideological debate over the correctness, rightness, actual truth, or facts of the issue. But there are many things that are true, things that someone somewhere has created that you do not want to create in your experience. And there are things from your own past that, even though they were true, you do not want to continue to repeat in your future. When you care enough about something to actually take the time to make it an entry in your book of positive aspects, it is certain that, with far less effort and energy than you would spend debating the truth or facts of an issue with someone, you can improve the relationship between the vibration of your desire and the vibration of your belief. This positive aspects process will give you an immediate vibrational improvement. Enjoy your improved feeling. Compliment yourself for improving your vibrational relativity, move on with your day, and the continued evidence of your accomplishment will, in time, reveal itself to you.